Blog Talk Radio. Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all.
Glory to the King of Kings. prophetic prayers. This is Minister Nona saying thank you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we're going to just take a moment or two and look at prophetic prayers. I was doing some of my research and found a couple of things that they encouraged at International House of Prayer, and also a couple of other authors who, Kim Clement, who talks and shares quite a bit on the prophetic. And I believe with all of my heart that we're coming into a time when we're going to have to be a prophetic people. Even as Joel said that through the scriptures, that the Lord would pour out his spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And I think that's what's so necessary right now, is for the Lord to pour out his spirit on us, that the old men would begin to get a vision, and the young men, dream dreams rather, and the younger men would begin to get vibrant visions. We see so much havoc being wrought throughout the world these days, and I believe that if young men had a vision, they would know how to turn things around and turn things right side up again. But it's going to take teaching. It's going to take fathers in the kingdom to be able to mentor and disciple young men and young women, that they may hear God's voice clearly and in such a way that they will be able to prophesy, that they will be able to share the vision. And then going into the old men, that they would be able to share their dreams that God is giving to them. I think it's so amazing, encouraging ourselves that in prayer we focus in two ways, focus on the Father and then also on the Spirit, and watching and waiting for the Lord to manifest his presence in our lives. And I think that reading the scriptures will help us a ton as we begin to lay the word of God in our hearts, and allow the Holy Spirit in terms of how he directs us to pray. And I think with all my heart that the biggest hurdle that we have in terms of praying prophetically is being still enough and long enough to hear what the Spirit is saying on the inside of us. When we're not still, when we are talking and not listening, I think we miss a lot of what the Spirit of God is trying to convey to us. And so we must get to that place where we quiet ourselves and listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Because I think then that's where we become relevant. We become relevant to our society. We become relevant to one another, because it says edify one another. And also, we can speak in tongues, and we can speak in tongues 24/7, but when you come with a prophetic prayer, a prophetic word, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, we're operating in the gifts. That's where I think the body of Christ will thrive. I think that's where the body of Christ will accelerate, because the gifts are in place and they're being used and in operation, and the body is being edified. But where there is no edification, where there is no body ministry, it doesn't accelerate. It diminishes. And let's take a look at this right here. It says, according to the riches of your glory, strengthen me with might through your Spirit in my inner man, that Christ may dwell, manifest his presence in my heart. Through faith, root me and ground me in your love for me, that I might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, so I can be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's Ephesians 3:16 through 19. And just to share with you what he states, he says that this is a description of the heights of glory that God invites us to experience in this life vision requires a lifestyle that is most demanding but also most rewarding. It is a lifestyle that has prioritized God as life's highest reward and sees that being heavenly minded will accomplish the most earthly good, Colossians 3:2 and also Romans 8:6. He states that the higher a mountain climber ascends, the more difficult it becomes, yet it becomes more rewarding at each new height. We need all that God will give us spiritually. We see Paul presents a fourfold progression of how we grow in the Spirit. Each time he uses the word that highlights a different stage of growth. This prayer provides us with a biblical pattern for pursuing the deep things of God, 1 Corinthians 2:10 through 12. It is in itself a theological statement of how to cultivate intimacy with God. There are four stages through, though we will always need to pray to continually experience each of the four stages and to sustain them through all seasons. Stage one, praying regularly with expectancy for the Father to strengthen you with might in the inner man. We use God's strength to sustain righteous choices in our pursuit of a hundredfold obedience in all areas, and that includes our finances, our time, our speech, and our eyes, which is required for all who desire to experience more. And then stage two, Jesus' initial activity in our hearts, mind, emotions to prepare us to experience more. And that we being rooted and grounded in his love is sweet and powerful, experiencing his manifest presence, which sustains us. And so we see that as we go through the different stages, it develops us, it grows us. We see that in stage three, the new ability to comprehend and or experience Jesus roots us and grounds us in him more and more. And then when exhilarated in God's love, we feel no need to seek our greatness in being successful in man's eyes. We find success, identity, and satisfaction in the ocean of God's love, especially where it says we are complete in him. And then we look at the fourth stage, and that's fulfilling crisis season of our life in this stage and the age to come. We see that this prayer is based on Jesus' promise to visit those who seek a hundredfold return. So the question to you would be, what are you seeking in your prayer life in 2015? Are you seeking 40, 60, or 100-fold in return? Because if you're seeking a 100-fold in return, that means you're going to have to be obligated to seek God's face, even when you don't feel like it. It goes on to say, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father. In other words, experience God's love, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him and will keep him, or he will rather come to him, and he and Christ would make their home in the heart of that person. We pray to be strengthened with might in our inner man. That is where we experience God. He lives in our innermost man, but we experience him in the inner man. Some Bibles translate the Greek to be inner man or belly. We will receive the Holy Spirit's strength to the measure that we ask for it. So if you want to experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you must ask for it. You must ask for it on a daily basis that God would loose and fill you to overflowing with his Spirit. We see that we will be able then to comprehend. with all the saints, available to all. No one is exempt. If you want it, God says he will give it to you. And that is what the width, the length, the depth, and the height. It's inexhaustible. It's an ocean. To know, to experiment intimacy, the love, the affection of Christ, which passes knowledge and requires supernatural help. You help, brother. You can't do it alone. You can't comprehend it by yourself. That's why the help of the Holy Spirit is there to help us pray. He's there to help give us insight, to teach us where we need to grow, and to teach us and show us how and what it is to grow to the full stature of what Christ is calling us to. He's able to help us to comprehend God's love or emotion requires that our spiritual capacity be supernaturally enlarged. And so we need to be enlarged to help someone else who's coming along to grow, to be enlarged and to be able to experience all that God has. He promised that he would give us drink from his river of pleasure. That's in Psalm 36:8. But we have to ask. We have to take the time and seek God's face and ask him for that blessedness of the infilling of his Holy Spirit. Because what we do, we go back to the point where we see that in order to move in the prophetic, we really do need to be filled with the Spirit and spending time in God's presence and spending time in his prayer, spending time fellowship with one another, because I believe that that's where the gifts of the Holy Spirit is really stirred up when believers fellowship. And you're provoking one another unto good works. And it's almost like a stirring that begins to happen when two prophets come together or when members of the body of Christ come together. You provoke one another to good works. And so when you're coming together, be prepared. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you what it is to listen, to teach you what it is to pray without ceasing. God is glorified in us when we are excited, overflowing about him. And that's experiencing God. And I think in this day and time, we really need to take the time to experience God, to practice the presence of God. And as we practice the presence of God, we become familiar with his ways and familiar with his heart. And then that's where, again, I believe with all my heart, the prophetic comes in, because you're spending that time in the Word, meditating in the Word, listening to the Holy Spirit, pouring out your heart. And then as you begin to bask in his presence, and what comes to my mind is Moses and Joshua, who spent time in the tent. They were always in the tent. Joshua was always in the tent. And I think in that tent of meetings was that place where of intimacy was developed, and where Moses and Joshua were able to really hear the voice of God. And we're going to take a break right here. We're going off live, but we will continue the broadcast and taping it, because I want us to get to that place of the prophetic prayer. That's what we're teaching and sharing with you tonight, getting and coming into the place of the prophetic, because it will edify the body of Christ. And I think that with so much that's going on in the world, we need to be in that place where we're practicing the presence of God, where we're listening to his voice, and we will be able to encourage one another. We will take just a few moments, and we will be right back.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because he is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before him and lay down our lives before him and just lift up our hearts and thank him. name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King